So, welcome to Extra Funny. And today is the second day of fall. Is that right? Was yesterday the first day?
Yeah, I think so.
And it's freezing already. Yesterday it was only, temperatures only got up to around 90.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
A little warm.
Mm-hmm. So when does it usually, I never remember, when does it start getting cooler and the air gets crisp?
I think around Halloween is kind of when I go from short sleeves to long sleeves.
Yeah. Chilly weather, eating chilly.
Sure. Spooky and so time to get cozy.
Riggins, are you a beans or no beans person in the chili?
I am a beans. Controversial take. I like the beans.
Oh, I do too.
I like them.
I love them. I don't care what Texas people say.
Yeah. Right. Now, chili on a hot dog, no beans.
Me too. I'm the same way. I don't want the beans on the hot dog chili, and I want it thicker.
I want it a little thicker, but regular chili, definitely the beans. Love it.
So you know what you do to how to do that? You make, as you're putting the chili together, make it a little watery, and then leave the lid off of it simmering for a long time till that evaporates, because evaporation equals concentration. So when the evaporation happens, the flavors concentrate into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's science, brother.
Yeah, and where the hell did you learn science?
At the science place.
You think you, because you got your degree, you're smarter than me. It's Precious.
I've never seen that movie.
You never seen Precious?
Uh-uh. No.
Oh, boy. Let's wrap this up then. You need to go home
really?
And watch
Precious. Would it be good for me?
I like Precious. Huh?
I would like it.
I don't know. No, maybe not.
I don't know.
That was a big movie.
I know. I just never. It's one of those everybody was talking about how great it was and everything, and I just didn't. Like, I didn't want to be a bandwagon person.
Yeah, you haven't seen a lot of those big movies.
Mm-mm.
Green Mile.
I think usually the bigger the star, I mean, in stature, the least likely I am to have seen it. Okay, so something very interesting that I found the other day. Well, I didn't find it. It found me. You're going to love this if you're a guy. If you're a woman, you're going to love laughing at the guys who love it. Coming up next.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.
Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes.
Breaking and entering Christmas with our charity, Peyton's Promise, is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, furniture, decor, and more. Located at Langtree, lilyandgrace.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
So, welcome to Extra Funny. We're still trying to get caught up on changes and stuff like that. That's why we don't have anything that says, it's extra funny with TJ and Riggins. That's why it's all plain Jane sounding right now. We're working on it, though. We're working on it. You know, it's a, what do they call it? A work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of mm-hmm. changes you got to make.
I hate when people say that about their lives.
I'm a work in progress.
I'm a fixer-upper. There are a lot of stereotypes that are true. And I know it seems like every time women get together and they say something about men, I get all puffed up like that. But that's not the case. I will admit when men fit some sort of a stereotype. For example, women who say that men just zone out like zombies whenever something pops up about nature, like a wild animal or something on TV where they're showing some kind of a nature film. And that happened to me yesterday. It gets me now because they put them up on the Instagrams.
Yeah.
They have these accounts that are talking about nature and in the, like fighting in the wild and all that. And you know what I saw?
What?
I saw a big old ass bird from Africa. Everything's from Africa or Australia. You notice that? Everything.
Yeah, because they've got the scariest animals.
Yeah. This is a big old bird that eats nothing but snakes. And not only non-venomous snakes, all snakes. Even some of the baddest ones, like the king cobra, is no match for this bird.
What kind of bird
is it? And the bird doesn't even fly. I forgot what they said the name of it was, but the bird will go up onto a big old ass snake and punch it in the head. And once it punches it, the bird can stomp it so fast, the snake doesn't know what's coming, and with such power in his legs that it kind of dazes the snake, makes him woozy, and then they can swoop in and get him and pick him apart.
My God. Violent.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It kicks him in the head, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of up on him, and you see them, they raise their leg up, like one leg, and then pow, and then they just strike.
Damn.
First of all, non-flight birds freak me out anyway.
And they're ugly. They're usually ugly. I get it.
Yeah, they're not pretty like a hummingbird.
No.
Things like that.
I think beautiful emus, colors.
They're ugly. Ostrich.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Although penguins are cute. They're non-flight birds.
That's true.
Are most of the non-flight birds portly? Do we think that's probably why they
This one's learn? Not.
Oh, it's not?
This mug lean.
Out there just
tall.
Punching snakes.
Look like a damn volleyball player.
All legs.
How would you Google that, what that's called?
The bird eats snakes.
Bird eats only snakes. The scientific name for it is badass MF-er. Do snakes eat birds? That's not what I... Okay, it's the Kung Fu Secretary Bird.
With a name like theirs, you'd okay, think Secretary on. Bird.
Shut up.
The Kung Fu Secretary?
That's not the original, the scientific name for it.
It's just called Secretary Bird, but then I'm sure somebody added the word Kung Fu.
All right.
Because it's punching.
Yeah.
It's a punching and a kicking and a Judy chopping.
Who changed it? The Kung Fu Bird. Oh, that was me.
You damn right, buddy.
Does it have black feathers coming out of the back of its head?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's badass.
It's scary looking.
And they got video of it here going just like wasting a damn cobra, turning it into a queen cobra.
Oh.
Now, my little friend Jenny is scared of birds, all birds. She's got that phobia, whatever that's called. About birds. Well, it can be a tiny little snowbird or something, and she's like freaks out by it.
Did she have a bad experience with birds?
For a long time I asked her that, and she said no, I just always been good. And then later on in our friendship, she's telling a story, or her mom's telling a story about one time they were at Disney World or somewhere, and a big bird came after her when she was little. And I said, hey, you think that could be what I've been trying to get information from you about, that you did have a traumatic experience?
Yeah, one time I was chased by a bird, whatever that looked like, at Disney World.
Because most of the time, those big birds like an emu or an ostrich, or even some hawks and big eagles and things like that, are bigger than she is.
I believe. Yeah.
She's so little.
Well, when you walk through the animal kingdom, like right as you go over like that main bridge, sometimes they'll have somebody throwing that, I don't know, is it a macaw? It's the big blue and yellow, red, the classic parrot. And the guy, basically like launches this bird and it flies right over your head. If you're scared of birds, that would be... I'd curl up into a ball and die if that happened and I was scared of birds. Because it just soars right over people's heads.
And they also have one spot out there by that big tree at Animal Kingdom at Disney World where a flock of those things just fly over and then they'll land and they'll fly back over. Yeah. They do it like a couple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're standing there, it looks like a bajillion big birds coming right at you.
It'd be freaking figure out.
But I'm going to tell you what, a bird that can basically whoop a snake's ass toe-to-toe like this, yeah, not using the protection of flight, it's crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy.
I got them circle of life, man.
And I know, yeah, you know, all of the ladies would be just mesmerized by this.
Nature. Well, you know, it's kind of like your brother-in-law getting wrapped up in that video game your son was playing.
Yeah.
And the fishing game?
The yeah, playing fishing in Red Dead Redemption. He's like, I forgot about that. Is it, if you never heard that story, TJ's son was playing a video game where you could fish in it. And TJ's brother-in-law,
Chuck,
was like, hey, man, turn that fishing show back on. Hey, it was a video game.
Hayden, turn that fishing show back on.
Because it does look real lifelike, and you can get lost in that stuff. That's funny.
What the hell? I was watching that.
Yeah. But I wonder if you could take these kung fu birds, and if you got one, train it as a security animal for your house.
Yeah, I mean,
but it'd only be useful if, you know, a bunch of snakes were trying to rob you.
Yeah. He ain't going to last the gunshot. He's not going to survive that.
No.
And not at your house.
Mm-mm.
Have y'all ever seen that shrimp that punches people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks worse of a punch than
this. What do they call it? A box?
A mantis shrimp?
I think so, yeah.
I'm thinking about box jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's the mantis shrimp. It's got some crazy colors, but it'll hurt you.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know it punched people, though. I just saw it punching things in the water.
I saw Coyote Peterson trying to get hit. He tries to get bit by all these creatures, and he tried to get this thing to do it.
And did it do it?
It didn't do it immediately. I mean, it didn't do a full strength on him.
He's the one that let those bullet ants bite him and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's been bit by like every venomous thing out there, hasn't
he? I know he's gotten rich doing all that, but would that be worth it?
No.
I mean, I don't know. That's his whole gig, too, like getting bit and getting stung.
I think he did just kind of semi-retire from it because he found one that he said, this is the worst one, and I'm not going to find one worse than this one.
And does he let snakes bite him and stuff, too, or just insects stinging him?
I think it's just insects because I think most
of these aren't. Like those wasps and hornets and stuff?
Yeah, I don't think these are like life-threatening ones that he's letting them do it to, but.
I don't know, but I don't like it because, you know, I don't like a lot of yelling.
Yeah,
and so when I watched that one where you let the bullet ants bite him, and there was too much yelling afterwards that I get on my nerves.
Yeah, I believe it.
Now, if he could be a man and take that shit without yelling and screaming.
There's another crazy bullet ant video out there. They're doing some sort of ritual. I don't know what it was, but they fill up these gloves with bullet ants.
Ugh.
And they put their hands in them while like people are like standing around chanting and singing. And Coyote, I think, got bit by one of them. This guy has two, you know, cooking mitts full of bullet ants. I mean, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It was like a Tony Robbins thing.
I think so. Walking over the coals.
Did they bite him? Was he in
hell,
pain?
Yeah, I mean, it was. And, you know, they're in the jungle and he's pouring sweat. And they're all, you know, chanting and dancing around him all while he's like on his knees. I mean, brought him to his knees. It's unreal.
But why?
It's
crazy. Why would anybody want to do that?
It's part of the culture. Come on.
And it's surprising that one, what's his name? Coyote something?
Peterson.
Like? Yeah. Is it surprising that he's white?
It's a white guy.
Who could have guessed?
Coyote.
I mean, yeah, more than just the name Coyote. The dumb shit that he does. I'm gonna let these hornets sting me. That feels like a nail gun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's so dumb.
Have y'all ever been bit by a snake or anything?
No.
I've only ever
or anything. Like what else? You mean like a scorpion?
Alligator snapping turtle?
Something like that. No. I've been stung by a hornet.
Yeah.
That's about as bad as I've had, except maybe a jellyfish.
Oh, you got stung by a jellyfish?
Mm-hmm.
I did have my leg covered with fire ants one day.
What?
Because I stepped on their mound doing something with my car and I didn't notice. And I got back up. I was like, ah! It was cold.
Yeah, I've been in ant beds, fire ant beds, growing up many times.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing to me.
Hey, I'm impervious.
Have you, Riggins?
No, I've never been bit by anything crazy.
When my brother was little, it was before I was born, he was out playing in his little swimming pool, you know, little baby swimming pool. And my mama turned around for a minute and then heard him screaming. And wasps had swarmed him and was stinging him. They had to pack him in ice and everything. But what had happened was he saw the wasp nest in the bush and peed on it.
Oh, yeah.
And then they came at him.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to pee on it. That goes through the head of every little boy eventually. I mean, I need to pee on that.
Ugh.
I get it.
Yeah.
One time my dog got stung by a bunch of bees, and my dad just picked her up and threw her in the pool.
Yeah.
Just yoink. And he got stung as well, and he was bitching about it for 3 days.
Yeah, I've been stung by bees, regular, like red wasps, a hornet. I didn't want any part of that hornet, though, after that. It stung me on my calf. Really? I was playing, out in the woods.
What's a red hornet?
No, red wasp.
A red wasp? What's that?
It's just a, you know, it's a wasp, red in color.
Okay. Didn't know.
Yeah, and they have different breeds of wasp. They have the smaller ones, you know.
Have you taken care of the wasp problem at home?
Yeah, the hornet deal.
Or hornet's nest?
Yeah, I did. Well, my neighbor pretty much did, but I was there.
He pointed it out to the guys right there, bud.
No, but he insisted. I guess he knew that I'd probably end up getting stung or busting my ass off the ladder or something.
Which is true.
Yeah. That reminds me, I still need to cook something for him.
Oh, yeah. That was the deal, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was only a couple months ago. It's not like I'm going anywhere. He knows where I am. So I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it.
Breaking and Entering Christmas with our charity, Peyton's Promise, is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, furniture, decor, and more. Located at Langtree, lilyandgrace.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.